Last month, we spoke of the fact that God is calling upon the church, but as I believe, particularly women, to co-labor with him in birthing the nations. We said that as women were used in the first coming of Christ to carry and birth the Messiah, as women were used to be the first announcers of his resurrection, and as a woman was used to anoint his body and prepare it for burial, so God is calling on his daughters to be an important part of what he, God, is doing in these end times. We say that there is such an urgency in the spirit for the church to get the job of bringing in the end time harvest of the nations done. And we also said that a very important part of this is the call to intercession and travail. As we saw in Isaiah 66, say it was as Zion travail that she brought forth her children. God's intention is that there will be representation from every tribe, from every tongue, and every nation at the marriage feast of the Lamb. We read also in Isaiah 32, where God called on the women who were at ease to arise and to give themselves to intercession and to travail. As I said last month, God has his way of doing his things. You see, the heavens belong, as the word of God says, the heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. Man has authority on the earth. Though there are some things that God will do sovereignly, and he will, he has limited himself at a large part to work with us in getting his will done on earth. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said that we should pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." Okay, so we work with God by praying his will. And of course, and being the ones that he uses to carry out his will. As I said, and as I am saying again, in this last time, God wills that all men be saved and that all nations of the earth have a remnant at the throne. This is one of the highest priorities of heaven right now. There is an urgency in the spirit realm. You see, that the devil knows that his time is short. So he's doing everything to send as many persons to hell as he can. And it will only get worse. In addition, the enemy is doing all he can to stop as many believers as possible from fulfilling purpose. We have sicknesses, we have accidents, we have relationships being ruptured, churches closings. We have people being diverted from purpose. And a big one, we have lukewarmness that seem to have just taken over a large percentage of the church. We have people under bizarre oppression, mental sicknesses. All these things are on the rise. Therefore, God is calling the church, and as I said, and will continue to say, I strongly believe, women of God, God is calling us to arise to the place of intercession and travail like never before. Now, in Galatians 4:4, the Apostle Paul tells the Galatian believers who were in danger of going back to the law that he was travailing for them again. This gives us a clue that he had travailed for them to be saved initially, and he is now travailing for Christ to be formed in them. I can hear someone saying, okay, oh, we agree that there is both a need and a call to greater intercession and travail, but just what is travail? So before I go there, let me just say, we can see that the Apostle Paul was a man, so it is not just women who are being called to intercession and travail. I believe that because the church is full of women and God wants to use us, and I believe there are prophetic patterns that showed that what happened in the first coming happens in the second coming, but it is not just women that God wants to use, okay? So, as I said, someone may be saying, Okay, there's a need, a call to greater intercession and travail, but just what is travail? You see, there are different kinds of prayer. You have prayer of petition, or some people call it the prayer of faith. You have prayer of thanksgiving. You have the prayer of consecration. You have the prayer of worship. What we fail many times to realize is that each of these kinds of prayers have different rules, and you cannot take the rules that governs one kind of prayer and make it to apply to all other types of prayer. Now, this is not a teaching on the different kinds of prayer, but I want to give an example to help us see what travail is. So, what we call the prayer of petition or the prayer of faith is based on Mark 11:24, where Jesus says, "Whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe that you receive and you shall have." So you pray for something, you believe you receive it, you thank God until you see the manifestation. But you cannot pray that way for the lost. Because, first of all, you may desire their salvation, but they have their own wills. And they may not even want to be saved. Secondly, the word of God says that the God of this world has blinded them. They are blind. They are dead spiritually. So in praying for the lost, you have to pray that the blindness will come off. You have to pray that the Lord will soften their hearts, and that whatever the strongholds are that bind them, that these strongholds be broken. In addition, the Apostle Paul gives us a clue here. He is saying that in praying for the lost, we should give ourselves to prayer until souls are birth. Many times we pray for the lost, then we go, we witness, and people either do not get saved or they make a superficial commitment. Of the hundreds or even thousands of people who make professions of salvation, have we ever wondered why the vast majority do not follow on to know the Lord? Because babies, whether they are spiritual or natural, they have to be birthed. When a person is truly birthed into the kingdom, they will follow on to know the Lord. They will respond to the call of discipleship. Why? Because they are born again, not of natural seed, but of spiritual seed. So in praying for the lost, we need to pray so that people can be birthed. So like the Apostle Paul did with the Galatians, we are called to labor in spiritual birthing until souls are birthed into the kingdom. Now, how does this happen? Travail, you see, which is really spiritual birthing, it can come through a burden from the Lord. Like the sister I mentioned in the last podcast, God can give you a burden, you yield to it, and you pray that thing through until you sense a release. I may talk more of the technicalities next month, God willing. Secondly, I believe we are to have a passion and a persistent intercessory burning. You see, like the widow who kept coming until she received justice from the unrighteous judge. You know, sometimes I'm amused by people who claim that we have prayed enough and we should just go and win souls. You know, why are we praying? Let's go win souls. Nothing wrong with winning souls. Yet many times, the results of their zeal do not amount to much. Am I saying that we shouldn't evangelize and win the lost? No, of course not. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I am saying that it is not by might, nor is it by power, but it is by the Spirit of the Lord. And when we do get an individual genuinely born again, we are not aware of things that somebody somewhere paid the price in intercession and even travail in order that we now can come and reap the fruit. Something else that we need to consider is that some people, though they are unsaved, they have been under Christian influence, and the level of darkness that has a grip on them is less than that on others. But for many of the people that we are called to reach in these last days, for the peoples in unreached groups, the tribes and tongues and nations, They are in gross darkness and they have satanic strongholds. And many of those people and many of these nations, we will need to pray until the whole of darkness breaks. We will need to pray until the veil that has been placed over their minds is removed, so that when the gospel is preached, they can hear, see, and respond. And this, my sister, is what I believe in 2024, God is calling his church more than ever before to give ourselves to this intercession, this passion, yielding and working with the Holy Spirit, even sometimes to the place where he will give us the burden, which we call travail, and we pray it through. Also, we are not being called to only intercede for the lost and to birth them. You see, we all know we are limited in two ways: in knowing what we should pray for or who, and how to do it. We are God's mouthpiece. We are his representatives. So we are to take the authority we have as humans, and we are to work with God in bringing his will on the earth. So as I said, we may not necessarily know how to pray. See, I asked the Lord a few years ago concerning why he kept prompting me, you know, to give myself to prayer. And I was like, but God, we have all these people praying. And what I felt in my heart from the Lord is that there are so many issues, there are so many people, there are so many needs, that he needs all of the body to give ourselves to. And I believe in a special way, as I keep saying over and over, that God is calling us women in a special way to co-labor with him in bringing his will on the earth. There are nations of people to be birthed. There are backsliders to be rescued. There are satanic schemes to be stopped against the church, its leaders, our families. There are doors into hard places to be opened. There are disasters to be minimized, and the list goes on. We are to take these issues and labor over them in prayer until a breakthrough is experienced. You see, a 1 or 2 minutes mentioned in our closet or in a prayer meeting will not cut it, not in this day and age. The Holy Ghost is hovering over the earth, looking for those he can give his burdens to. The Word of God tells us in Romans 8, and we all know that scripture, it says just how creation is groaning, just how we are groaning, that the Holy Ghost, we do not know how to pray as we ought to pray, but the Spirit of God is making intercession with groanings, that's travail, with burdens that are too deep to be uttered in articulate speech. So what he's doing, he's hovering over the earth, he's looking for those that he can give these burdens, these groanings to. Now, sometimes it will come as a thought about someone he wants you to pray for. Sometimes it will come as a sorrow in your heart for no reason. Sometimes after hearing that someone is afflicted, you will just, you know, have that compassion. Sometimes it will come as a dream. It will come as a vision. It will come as a prompting. I remember having deep sorrow in my heart while driving home one evening, and I didn't know why. I was almost at the point of tears, and there was nothing wrong. But I later heard, I think maybe a day or two ago, that a beloved sister had died the next day. And I always thought, oh my goodness, the Spirit of God was trying to get me to make intercession. So because there is so much to be done, all hands must be on deck. But alas, most of us are distracted with life, with business, so we do not give ourselves to the task when the Spirit of God is within us, trying to get us to do, to labor with him in prayer. And I'm saying in 2024, the Spirit of God is calling upon you, woman of God, in addition to the specific assignment that God has for your life. God is saying, I need an army of intercessors. I need warriors. I need women who will co-labor with me because there is so much to be done. The Holy Ghost, He is recruiting us into His intercessory army like never before. The time is far spent for us to say, well, you know, there are the intercessors in the church. Every last one of us is being called to intercession. There are things that God will put upon your heart. Like I said, the Spirit of God told me that the issues are so many, He cannot just use one or two persons. That's why some people are worn out as intercessors, because they alone have to carry the burden of the Lord. And I'm saying to you who is listening to this podcast, it is time to come up higher. It is time to leave distraction. It is time to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost as He puts His burden upon your heart, as He begins to ask you to pray for people, as He begins to put certain tribes and nations upon your heart. He may be calling you to pray for a particular leader. He is not saying for you to give 1 minute to it. He says, get in that birth position, give your tongue to Him, and let Him pray all the way through using you. So next month we will talk more about this, but I pray that you were encouraged and you were challenged. God bless you. I love you, and I see you next month.